Boy, this stuff's getting hard to digest. Last year, they reversed themselves and said most women don't need mammograms in their 40s. And a doctor's group said most women in their 20s don't need the annual pap smear test. And now they're saying most men don't need the PSA test for prostate cancer and may not even need a rectal exam anymore.
That's right. This is a reevaluation of the procedures and screening evaluations that have been done for quite some time, which is an important thing to do because you want to make sure that if you're going to be screening people for various diseases, in this case prostate cancer, and remember you're screening people that are otherwise healthy, that the test will give you an accurate result and will result in less deaths and less harm to people over time. And this is based on two studies that were published last year in the New England Journal of Medicine, March 26th edition last year, that essentially found the following results. They found that 160,000 men between the ages of 55 and 69 were randomly assigned to either getting PSA screening or to be left alone. And they found that although there may have been approximately 20% fewer deaths in the screening group, and that's a relative risk change, the actual number was actual risk change was smaller, it didn't really mean that much in terms of real people. In fact, the numbers are, to give some perspective to this, for every 1,410 men screened for prostate cancer, you would find 48 people that would need to be treated, and the treatment for that would be potentially high risk with serious side effects like impotence and incontinence. And for those 48 people that you would treat, you would prevent one death. So for every 1,410 men screened, you would prevent one death, with 47 having procedures that could potentially affect their quality of life. So that was one of the studies. And in the same issue, another study presented found that 75,000 men randomly assigned to a screening program found no difference in death rates at all. So you had these two big studies showing marginal improvements in reduction in death rate. So what the American Cancer Society is recommending is that you have to provide this information to your patients. The PSA test is still available, but you have to give context to what this test actually means. So you have to discuss the pros and cons, that if you have this test, you may end up having a procedure done that can result in incontinence or impotence, biopsies, damage, pain. So that's one of the bits of information to give. They're recommending that you stop giving routine rectal exams because there isn't any evidence to suggest, according to the American Cancer Society, that it detects prostate cancer in any sufficient numbers that actually makes a difference in reducing death rates. And also to use, if you've done PSA testing in men previously, in your patients, or a person has had PSA testing, that you can determine what follow-up tests should be done. In other words, should you be doing this test every year thereafter, or should you be doing it every few years? And the guidelines that they're recommending is that most men at average risk should get detailed information at age 50, and that men at higher risk, including men, blacks and men with a father or brother who had prostate cancer before age 65, should get this information at age 45, and men with more than one close relative with prostate cancer before 65 should get the information at 40. And in terms of screening with PSA, if the reading is less than 2.5, guidelines recommend every other year. If the person is deciding, the man is deciding they want to have PSA testing, you do it every other year. And annual test recommended if you have a level greater than 2.5 or 4, and over 4 recommends a biopsy. The issue, though, is that PSA levels are influenced by infections, an enlarged prostate, so that can also cause a false positive result. So it's simply bringing to light that the test is not a foolproof test. Screening in itself has to be very accurate or sensitive, and this is not what it is. So it's still available. You still can have it done, but you have to realize that the test itself is not the be-all and end-all, and unfortunately there isn't much available at the moment in terms of testing to have that accuracy. So we have to live within the limitations that we have.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.